Let's take now the Word of God, turning in them to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 13. Jeremiah 13, we're reading verses 1 through 27. Jeremiah 13, 1 through 27. Beloved, let's hear now the word of the living and true God. This is His word. It is inerrant and infallible. Thus the Lord said to me, go and buy yourself a linen waistband and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. So I bought the waistband in accordance with the word of the Lord and put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, take the waistband that you have bought, which is around your waist, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a crevice of the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord had commanded me. After many days, the Lord said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take from there the waistband which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the waistband from the place where I had hidden it. And lo, the waistband was ruined. It was totally worthless. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord, just so will I destroy the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts and have gone after other gods to serve them and to bow down to them, let them be just like this waistband, which is totally worthless. For as the waistband clings to the waist of a man, so I made the whole household of Israel and the whole household of Judah cling to me, declares the Lord, that they might be for me a people for renown, for praise, and for glory, but they did not listen. Therefore, you are to speak this word to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every jug is to be filled with wine. And when they say to you, do we not very well know this, that every jug is to be filled with wine? And say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to fill all the inhabitants of this land, the kings that sit for David on his throne, the priests and prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. I will dash them against each other, both the fathers and the sons together, declares the Lord. I will not show pity, nor be sorry, nor have compassion, so as not to destroy them. Listen and give heed. Do not be haughty, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before He brings darkness and before your feet stumble on the dusky mountains, and while you are hoping for light, He makes it into deep darkness and turns it into gloom. But if you will not listen to it, my soul will sob in secret for such pride, and my eyes will bitterly weep and flow down with tears because the flock of the Lord has been taken captive. Say to the king and the queen mother, take a lowly seat. For your beautiful crown has come down from your head. The cities of the Negev have been locked up, and there is no one to open them. All Judah has been carried into exile, wholly carried into exile. Lift up your eyes and see those coming from the north. Where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful sheep? What will you say when He appoints over you, and you yourself had taught them, former companions to be head over you? Will not pangs take hold of you like a woman in childbirth? If you say in your heart, why have these things happened to me? Because of the magnitude of your iniquity, your skirts have been removed, your heels have been exposed. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then you also can do good, who are accustomed to doing evil. Therefore I will scatter them like drifting straw to the desert wind. This is your lot, the portion measured to you from me, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. So I myself have also stripped over your face, that your shame may be seen. As for your adulteries and your lustful neighings, the lewdness of your prostitution on the hills and the field, I have seen your abominations. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! How long will you remain unclean? And that is the word of our Lord. might surprise you, but notice here the grace and mercy of the Lord. Judah and Jerusalem, they continue failing to repent and turn back to the Lord from their rebellion, yet Yahweh continues to come back to them and call them to repentance. To lift them up from their stubbornness and their false sense of security. And in that, by calling them once again, He shows them mercy and grace. By revealing and putting before them His judgments that were going to come upon them unless they repented. He gives two signs in the first half of the chapter to show this. First, in verses 1 through 11, to show that their pride would be stained. The sign is that of a waistband or a girdle. It is ruined. Verse 9 shows the meaning. In the same way, Yahweh will ruin, destroy their pride. What was their pride? It was their refusing to listen. They're walking in stubbornness. They're going after other gods to serve them and bow down to them. And such things have made them totally worthless. And yet what it is for the people of God, what God made them to be, is what we find in verse 11, that they might be for me a people for renown, for praise, and for glory. And that is what God has made us to be for Him, a people for renown, for praise, and for glory to His name. And yet here, Judah and Jerusalem did not listen. His goal here is to shake them, to remind them of the judgment, so that they would cling to Him. That you would cling to Him. That they would be a people, again, as it says, for renown, for praise, and for glory to Yahweh. But Judah and Jerusalem did not listen. The second sign is that of jugs or bottles of wine that are filled. They're filled with drunkenness, which will destroy them. Pretty easy to see that here in the second sign. With these two signs given, He calls them to repentance because judgment is coming. At the end of the chapter, the rest of the passage explains why the judgments of God are prolonged and why they will be so extreme. We find that it is because of their constant obstinacy and persistence in evil. Beloved, the great judgment is coming. And so let us repent of our sins now while we still have time and turn to a holy and yet, as we see even here, a yet merciful and gracious God. The same God who calls you to Himself again and again and again in Christ Jesus, just as He has been doing for Judah and Jerusalem. Remember though, the time is running out to repent. Your days are numbered. And then the judgment comes. And so turn now. Let's pray. Father, we thank You once again that You're a God who continued to call Judah and Jerusalem. You continue to call to us. You continue to call to those among us who are still in darkness and far from You over and over and over again because You're a God who is merciful and gracious to them. And You call unto us. When we have entered into sin, knowing the gospel and believing it and yet continuing in that sin, we thank You that You're a God who is gracious and merciful to give us Your word to rebuke us and correct us and build us up in the faith. That we would turn back to You in full faith and love for Your word and for You. And Father, we come now expressing that we have sinned. We have sinned even this day, keeping the fourth commandment, the Lord's Day, the Sabbath day. We have not worked 6 days to the best of our ability. We have not even prepared well for this day. So we've thought about our work unnecessarily. We've thought about this world and the pleasures of this world unnecessarily. Instead of worshiping You and the private and public exercises of worship. We have not upheld Your name with honor as it deserves, but we've taken Your name in vain. We've not spoken your word when we ought to speak it. And so we've broken your third commandment. We have worshipped falsely, whether in our minds or our hearts. We've gone after other gods, even ourselves, and our own pleasures on this, your day, instead of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And we have put before ourselves other gods and loved other gods, things of this world, things that we come in contact with all the time, and yet continue not to suppress and mortify the flesh. Father, in these things, forgive us. Turn us from our sin unto you, that we would not be like Judah and Jerusalem, who went into exile because of their rebellion and idolatry. Father, rather, make us a people, your people, for renown, for praise, for your glory. That even those of the world would see our good works and glorify you, the Father in heaven. Father, we're thankful that you're a God who is gracious enough, promising us that you will cleanse us of our sin as far as the east is from the west. And you will give us clean hearts. And so we rely upon your promise. Be faithful. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.